Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot, and we love to take trips to the Desert Island Jukebox on our bonus podcasts. If you want to be the first to hear them, you can become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. What is the Desert Island Jukebox? It's our never-ending playlist of songs we can't live without. Some of them buried deep, some of them a bit more obvious. You've got something today. You want to give us a hint about what it is?
Yeah, it's a B-side by a Chicago soul great. It was later sampled twice, not once, but twice by the great J. Dilla decades later.
Oh, master producer. Well, we'll hear about that more in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. We are back, and Greg, I'm eager to hear about this obscure but popularly sampled soul track.
Yes, we were in Halloween mode in recent weeks, Jim, as you know, and we do a show on it every year, and I'm putting together my soundtrack for our trick-or-treaters, and of course I stumble across this amazing track by Lou Rawls, one of my favorite singers, and I am ashamed to say that I was unaware of this particular track because it's buried on the side two of a very good record that he made in the late 60s, and then was only released as a B-side. It's one of those tracks that's not considered, you know, the top-tier Lou Rawls track, but I think it's just amazing. His career really took a jump start in the mid-60s when he started working with a producer named David Axelrod. Now, David Axelrod is a revered figure in hip-hop circles because he made some really interesting solo records in the 60s and 70s that were kind of at the ground floor of the jazz fusion movement, the jazz soul movement, in addition to producing a number of interesting records on his own with a huge range of artists, the Electric Prunes, Cannonball Adderley, and Lou Rawls among them. So you can see he was working with a range of musicians. His thing was, you know, making these cool rhythmic tracks with a bit of a swing vibe and then layering these Baroque orchestrations over the top. With Lou Rawls, they specialized quite a bit in covering current rock and pop hits and sort of remaking them from the ground up. Mm-hmm. Like it was a different feel, a different track altogether. So Donovan's Season of the Witch, right? That's one of those classic Halloween songs. songs.
Yeah.
It's a spooky track. It's a great track from 1966. Lou Rawls and David Axelrod reinvented it in the studio for Lou's 1969 album, The Way It Was, The Way It Is. They released it as a B-side, as a single, as I mentioned, and I just think it's great. It's a great version. There's so many mediocre covers of Season of the Witch.
Nothing really
outdoes the original by Donovan. And I think this track actually comes close to putting it in a new context. Lou Rawls does an amazing job. There's this horn orchestration on it, that uptown LA soul feel Axelrod and Rawls were achieving at this time. Lou was recording in LA at the time. The grit and funkiness still there. And Season of the Witch was one of those tracks that they did so well. And they also covered Traffic's Feeling All Right, Buffalo Springfield For What It's Worth, tracks of that ilk, remaking mm-hmm. them. I think this is one of the best of the bunch. It's Lou Rawls singing Season of the Witch on Sound Opinions.
You gotta pick up every stitch, yeah, yeah. You got to pick up every stitch. Oh, no. Yeah, 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 yeah. Must be the season of the witch. It got to be the season of the witch, y'all.
That is Lou Rawls, Season of the Witch. I love that feel that they bring to that, that soul funk feel.
I got to insert just two footnotes there. Number one, David Axelrod, not the Obama horse whisperer, right-hand man, your former colleague at the Chicago Tribune. And I would say that is the second greatest cover of Season of the Witch, because Young Woo, the Feelies offshoot band, in which Dave Weckerman would step forward and be the front man, did a killer version of that.
But their version was still kind of huge, kind of the original.
Still very
Donovan-like. This one was like, there's no guitar on it at all, first of all.
No.
And then, they got that funky B3 Hammond organ on it and those mm-hmm. horn charts. I think they've just reinvented the song.
I do love Axelrod. That's it for this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. If you've got thoughts, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, our intern, Mary Bernthal, and our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.